Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for starting your morning with us here at the Daily Tip. And if you were like us, you spent a lot of time on Saturday relaxing on the couch and watching a ton of college football. And Jenks, when I looked at the slate going into the weekend, I didn't really expect that much. You're like, okay, Oklahoma, Auburn, whatever, Indiana, Illinois, maybe that'll be a good one. Boy, was I wrong there. That game was not close. So Indiana beat Illinois 63-10. I had to look at that score multiple times because I switched off of this game to watch some other things. I was like, all right, like this game's not close. And then I saw the final score. I was like, 63-10? This feels like one of those losses that Illinois cannot recover from. Like, if you're trying to spin zone it for Illinois, which, you know, was a fringy team to possibly make the college football playoff if they, you know, won enough games. But now I feel like it's like, you know, in the movie 300 where they have somebody standing over that hole and they like kick him down there and then he falls like 17 stories down. Like, that's how I feel Illinois is right now. There is no way you can spin zone this loss into saying, yeah, but it was close. There were some bad calls. No, there wasn't.
No.
You got your butt kicked. Belt to ass.
Belt to ass is right. I mean, you can. You did. This was unbelievable. Even Burt Bielema was like, I've never been a part of a loss like this. I've never been beaten like this. I thought Illinois would hang within six. I thought this was going to be a close game, and it was not. And Kurt Cignetti after the game, this guy is just ready. He is ready to go. I see why his players respond to him, because he was talking about how even last year, this team got tired of hearing about they hadn't played anybody. They hadn't played anybody at the playoff, and, you know, they get ousted. And so that narrative remained. And he was like, we are tired of hearing that. And I want to just shout it. I want to go out there and talk about it. But I won't. I'll let the media talk about it. But this is something that cannot be denied. This is something that that you cannot just push off to the side and say, okay, yeah, you're playing well. No. This was complete domination. And all of a sudden, Fernando Mendoza has gone from a guy that we weren't talking about to a guy who could win the Heisman Trophy. I mean, this thing was over in the second half. And so Indiana now has a signature win. They won 12 straight home games. This was their most lopsided win against a top 10 team since 1987 when they beat Ohio State. So the Hoosiers needed something like this to make everyone pay attention. And guess what? They got it.
Yeah, I think they're one of those teams that needs style points. Like, when you're in Indiana, like, you have to make people pay attention to you. And that's what we've seen over the last three games, where they beat Illinois 63-10 last game. I know it's Indiana State, 73-0, 56-9 against Kennesaw State. I know that first game of the year against Old Dominion weren't as dominating, 27-14. But still, like, I think it's warranted. Like, some people look at the score and they think, this is bad sportsmanship from your coach. The fact that you're running up the score. But when you're Indiana, you have to do this. I do think maybe the fact that they beat Illinois by so much almost takes some credit away from this win. Like, is this a win we will look back, you know, in November and be like, well, yeah, Illinois is terrible. Like, that's what I kind of am afraid of. But Indiana has plenty of other prove-it games. Like, next week, I know Iowa's unranked, but that's a tough place to play. Then they go on the road to Oregon. So, like, if they really want a statement game, they've got one. If they beat Oregon on the road, they absolutely have to be in the discussion. And even if they keep that game close, because, you know, Oregon is a top 10 team. And then later in the season, they go on the road to Penn State. So it's not the easiest schedule. They do have a couple of really tough contenders. But obviously, they're sitting in a very good spot after a huge, huge win over Illinois.
Yeah, I think that, you know, a lot of teams would shy away from a schedule like that, not Indiana. I think they want it. I think they're glad to be, you know, in the spotlight, and they will gladly take on a team like Penn State, a team like Oregon. And now that they have such a signature win, they don't necessarily need to win those games. They just need to show well, which I know is not the goal. They're not going out there to get a moral dub. But I think they can play. I mean, Doza looks like the real deal. I mean, 21 of 23, 267 yards and 5 touchdowns is absolutely stupid. And I do think Illinois is a good team. Yeah, they had some issues on the offensive front going into this game, but I didn't foresee anything looking at this game that made me think this was going to be an Indiana rout. So I'm curious moving forward, how does Illinois respond? Are they a decent team? I think they are. And does Indiana go on a roll now where they force us to pay attention? Damn sure looks like it.
Yeah, I think that if they finish the season with two losses, and their only two losses are to Penn State on the road and Oregon on the road, like, they're going to have at least a discussion in there for them making the college football playoff. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it depends on some other teams, but they should be in the discussion at least. All right, so the best game of the weekend, in my opinion, or at least from a watching standpoint, maybe if you're not an Auburn fan, because I knew that some of those calls that went against Auburn feel maybe a little unwarranted, but Oklahoma does beat number 22 Auburn 24-17, and from a betting standpoint, we had a safety at the end of this game to lead to the Sooners covering this number. He got a push if he had a 7 in this one, because Oklahoma 6.5-point favorites in this one. But John Mateer continues to the nails in the clutch, and the defense was really good too. I think that was one of the narratives that we were following. Obviously, with a Brent Venables coach team, you knew the defense was going to be very solid. And they were. In the Jackson Arnold revenge game, it was Oklahoma who had the last laugh.
Yeah, Oklahoma also pulled off a sneaky, like, garbage play, which the SEC had to apologize for, where they had one of their players acting like he was jogging off the field, and instead of acting like he was going out for a substitution,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Started up the field and caught a touchdown pass, and you can't do that. Like, that is a rule where you have to sort of play within the limits of the game and can't. I forget what the exact rule is called, but it's unfair practice. And so Auburn was livid about this, tried to call a timeout when they saw this happening, and the referees didn't see it. So the SEC came out after the game and released a statement saying, you know what, we should have penalized this guy. Here's the rule. which does not allow for this. So Oklahoma was saying, oh, you know, it wasn't a big deal, just part of the playbook. You know, weren't trying to pull anything over on the old Tigers there, but it was pretty sneaky. Regardless, good win for OU. I don't know if I quite buy into their offense yet. Mateer's really good, but I think you can get to him. I think you can slow down the Oklahoma offense. But, man, that defense is just so good. They had 9 sacks. They held Auburn to 287 yards total. I will say Mateer was clutch because as soon as Auburn went ahead in that game, he drove right back down the field, you know, led that team on a game-winning drive to put them ahead for good. So that was clutch play by their quarterback. Not sold on their offense completely, but there's no question if you have a guy like that and you have that Venables defense, OU is going to be a problem.
Right, and from a Heisman standpoint, I think your team still has to be one of the contenders to win the Heisman. Mm-hmm. So from that standpoint, like, Oklahoma does look like a contender, especially with this defense, and maybe the offense will get better. And I do think Auburn is maybe better than people expected, because, like, Auburn had a real chance to win this game, and it would have been a signature win. And, like, who knows, with some of those calls maybe going the other direction, they kept panning over to Hugh Freeze, and he looked like he was, like, on Mari, and they just told him he was the father, and he was just like, oh.
What?
It was so funny to watch. But, like, he's warranted there, because, like, some of these calls were, like, pretty terrible. So from a standpoint of Auburn, you look at this box score and you're like, okay, Oklahoma beat him by a touchdown. But I think moving forward, I do think I'm a little bit higher on Auburn because they have proved it. Well, not proved it, because obviously they didn't win the game, mm-hmm. but like, they can hang with Oklahoma. And like, going into the season, I did not think that Oklahoma and Auburn would be a big SEC game. But now more and more, it's looking like Oklahoma is going to be a contender in the SEC.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it. I thought it was going to be a down year for them.
I know.
but look, credit where credit is due, and they look like that they're going to be a force, or at least a team that is going to be much more competitive than the expectations we had going into the season, right? We thought Mateer would be good. He has been good, but I think it's the defense that is coming along. And again, I'm not sold on their offense as a whole, but honestly, if you have a defense that good, you can be serviceable on offense. Yeah. And it doesn't matter. You can just have a good quarterback play. You're not incredible. You're not dynamic, but you got a defense you can lean on. And as long as you don't turn over the football on offense and you're smart, you can win a ton of games. And it looks like that's going to be the road for the Sooners this season.
Well, and credit to John Mateer, because he was big in the moments that mattered. You know, in the game-winning drive,
he was
big in the clutch moments. So you don't have to fill out like the box score as much, as long as you are getting the wins. And, you know, you are making those clutch plays. I feel like that matters more in the Heisman discussion. Unless somebody's just putting up wild banana stats and your team is also good. Jenks, I wanted to throw this in there before we cut to break. Mm-hmm. I noticed that we got some trolling from our own team here as Denton put in this meme referring to Arch Manning. Did you see what he put? And listen, please give me an unbiased take on Arch Manning's reaction to beating up on, who was it, Sam Houston State?
Oh, God.
Because, like, this is the most fire I think we've seen from Arch Manning. And I'll say this. He probably feels good that it feels like his skill set is back.
Mm-hmm.
But did this give you the ick when Arch Manning was, like, mossing players
from
Sam Houston State?
I saw this. I was like, oh, Arch, what are we doing? What are we doing, Arch? Sam Houston State. I will say, having thought about this more and seen more about it, this was definitely a reaction to what happened earlier in the game, which has not been reported or seen by a lot of people, where this same defensive back hit Arch and definitely said something to him. So this is Arch getting back at him for that smack talk, that exchange, which has kind of gotten lost in the mix. That said, it's still Sam Houston. It's still Sam Houston. And so I was not pleased with this. I thought that Arch would get a flag. But I liked his response at the end of the game, which was, yeah, my mom wasn't happy about this. You know, clearly he got a text. Mom was like, what are you doing, Archibald? I think ultimately, though, look, this shouldn't continue. It's Sam Houston. But also, he kind of needed this. I think this is frustration from the past few weeks. And I know it's Sam Houston, but you have to remember, before this against UTEP and before this against San Jose State, Arch couldn't hit guys right in front of him, like guys wide open. So I know it's another bad team, but we hadn't seen this against bad teams. And last year, what a Texas fan's not like? Quinn Ewers, who didn't show any emotion. So now I have an emotional leader. I think this is just a kid getting out the frustration of getting booed and all these expectations. And so I didn't like it. I don't think it happens again, but also I understand it, if that makes sense.
So, do you have confidence in him moving forward?
I do.
That's the big question.
Yes. Look, he didn't look good against bad teams, so he needed a good performance. Will it translate against Florida in a couple weeks? I don't know, but I think that confidence can go a long way.
Yeah, at least they play Florida next, and then Oklahoma. That should be a big one. All right, got to get to break. Hour three is next here on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland, you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.